Right now it's time for a check on sports with none other than Mike Kazi. There you go. Here he is, Mr. Olympian, Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Hey, something, you know, I guess I'm lucky. I like, did I mention to you the four sports I like about the Winter Olympics?
The opening, the close, the commercials.
No. I like watching the hockey. I like watching the ski jumping, and I like watching bobsledding and the luge, okay? Because bobsledding and the luge are just crazy nuts. The hockey, it's different than the NHL, but it's still hockey, and I like to watch hockey.
Amateurs.
And of course, we're here locally. We had the ski jumps this weekend for the final picks for the U.S. National Junior Team in Salisbury. So we got to watch the ski jumping. The ski jumping there, they had to suspend because their winds are 45 miles an hour. But an American won a silver medal in luge, Mike. It's never happened before.
I'm going to go on vacation.
Getting on that little thing and going 70 to 80 miles an hour down an ice tube without killing yourself is absolutely amazing to me.
Why don't they just go down the hill like we used to do on the back of a shovel?
Yeah, Mike, I'm so old, we used to go down on cardboard.
Oh, yeah, cardboard and garbage can lids, too.
Cardboard was always the best. Of course, the cardboard you
had... got too wet.
Well, you also had the least control over it.
That's what made it good.
Yeah. Well, anyways, now I have to...
I watched the Olympics, too, yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was at the track, and some person had to put on in front of me.
Yeah.
And I was watching these guys ski across the country and for like an hour and a half. It was the most riveting thing I've ever seen in my life.
Now,
it was that or watching a squirrel run around in the rain.
Speaking about riveting, all the trades in the NBA, and a lot had happened. The Knicks got a guy by the name of Emmanuel Mudiay. That's what I mean. Who is this guy? Well, are these the New York Mets of the NBA?
Pretty close to it.
Who is it? Emmanuel Mudiay?
I don't know.
Now look at this. The Nuggets, they got Devin Harris. Now I'm not a big basketball fan, but I recognize that name.
Oh, it's the Knicks. The Knicks.
What a lead story for the Knicks. Oh, my God.
That's a lead story, boy.
That's unbelievable.
That's as good as the luge.
The luge is better. I'm sorry.
Oh, boy. Hey, what about your sport?
What's that, sumo wrestling?
No, golf.
Hey.
Who's that guy?
I don't. What, do you know the guy's background?
He works in a Publix?
No. What happened was, and this is why I know about this guy, okay? 4 years ago, he came out of the amateur tour. I forget what they call it now. You know,
the Olympics.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. There's an actual pro tour that has a different sponsorship, but it's for, you know, you have to get to a certain level and you have to win enough to get to the PGA tour.
Is that the one Tin Cup came out of?
Basically. But anyways,
okay.
So he got enough wins, and he got his first year on the PGA Tour, he got a win. After he got a win, he had he broke his ankle in like 12 places.
How the heck did he do that?
Just not paying attention, stepping off a step, and it was horrible.
Oof.
He had surgery. He missed a year, okay? Started to come back, and all the pins, and this is where I know about this guy. All the pins and apparatus that were put in that foot were hurting him too much, and he couldn't get back to playing. He went and had another surgery to repair that. Missed another year and a half, so he missed 3.5 years on the PGA Tour. This is his first year back, and he wins the Pebble Beach. And he looks like an average Joe.
He is.
Yeah, he is an average Joe, but he was always a decent golfer. So that's why I know about the guy.
Can you name another sport, and I use that last word lightly, where you can miss 3.5 years of it and perform and win a championship at the top level?
Probably. Probably. There's probably, what? You know, individuals.
The Olympics?
No. Like, there's probably, like, individual sports. Yeah. There's individual sports.
Yeah. Maybe bowling.
Bowling. I'll say, you know, stuff like
table
that.
Tennis.
Tennis is another one.
Well,
yeah.
of the sports that bear interest.
No, of the four major sports, no.
No.
But still, it was a great story.
No, it's good for him.
It was a great story, and I was actually rooting for him at the end because I'm sitting there looking at, as I'm watching this guy, I'm looking at both my feet. I'm saying, yeah. go, get him. So, but anyways, yeah, that was Pebble Beach, the kid won, and
that's a big tournament.
Yeah, big tournament, and it gives him a 2-year exemption now. So he can make back, hopefully, some of that money that he lost over the last 3 years.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
What did he get yesterday? A couple million,
but the big thing they get is an exemption. They get invited now to every major tournament for the next 2 years.
Heck with that. Yeah. $2 million, that'll last you, should last you a lifetime.
It'll last you a little bit. That's no doubt about that. All right, so where else do we want to go in sports?
Don't look now. The Rangers won 2 games in a row.
What high school teams did they play?
No, they actually beat Winnipeg yesterday in Winnipeg. That's out of 27 games. That's only the 5th game Winnipeg's lost at home this year.
Who's in
so
goal?
That was a big win for them. Oh, the Queen. Oh. You got to hear them now today. Oh, what an effort by the Lundqvist. He's been playing so well. He got pulled twice last week. He played one good game yesterday. My goodness. One game does not make a winning streak, and one game does not make a season. Was it a good win? It was a great win for the Rangers yesterday. But somehow 3 wins in their last 10 doesn't really cut it for me. They have to put this away, and if you happen to look at the standings, they're in last place. There's a very small unit of error between 4th place and last place in the Metropolitan Division. It's only 3 points, but when you only win 3 out of 10, 3 points might as well be 100 points. So it's a step in the right direction for them, but they have to do better than just 2 in a row. They have to come around and win like 8 out of their next 10 to make themselves a move here. But it's a step in the right direction, and it's a big win against a good team.
I have to say, it's been hard for me to follow them because they've been so poor as of late. It really has been. I can't get it. It's like I was.
No, they're all. I mean, the guy's been. I mentioned it the other day. How many times has he been pulled this year? You can't get crazy over one game, but you can say, well, maybe this is a step in the right direction.
It's like I was interested in the Knicks earlier in the year, but since Porzingis got injured, I can't follow. I said when the kid got injured, I just can't follow him. It's just because he's the team to me. So
exactly. So the Rangers finish up their road trip tomorrow. They go to Minnesota, who's been playing pretty decently of late, and then they come home and play the Islanders. So those are 2 games that they need to win to get themselves moving in the right direction, because time is getting short.
All right, anything else? How was your racing this week?
We did good this weekend. We had the top in the Suncoast race down in Tampa Bay for the Phillies. Dale Romans with CS in charge came home, paid $17.60 for us. That was a nice win. After that, Donna Bruja did win the grass race down there for us, so that was a good one. Our pick in the Sam Davis was scratched. The outside horse, Vouch. So, thinking on my feet, I went to the other speed in the race with Mark Case, and Mark Case's horse, Flame Away, put Catholic Boy away. There you go. I told you Catholic Boy was going to get beat, and Flame Away paid $22.60, and World Approval did not run his best race, but it was good enough to come home on top in Tampa Bay. So, we had a good weekend at Tampa this weekend.
All right, anything else before we head to the weather?
Yeah. The Sound of Leather is happening down in Florida. Baseball's finally here. So we'll see if the Yankees' moves do put them in the World Series this year. We see if the Mets' moves keep them in the basement like we anticipate. But the best thing is baseball's here, and there'll be a lot of stories coming up with baseball, with likes, dislikes, and disgruntled players, and a lot of them will be wearing blue and orange.
All right, Mike, we will check with you tomorrow, see what's going on in sports. And remember that. Watch that Olympics now.
The luge. I'm going to try to find it on YouTube. I can't wait.
All right. Goodbye.
Have a great day.
Yeah. Mike Gossie with the Check on Sports this morning on Robin Hood Radio.